USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Chinese government says they're done investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic and blame it on nature, many in the scientific community says there's nothing natural about this virus and are pointing at a Wuhan, China laboratory as the source. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says this is a cover-up by the Chinese government.
It's all circumstantial, to be sure. The people who could clean this up, the people who could answer these questions have refused to do so. The Chinese Communist Party knows where this came from. They know who patient zero was. They could fix this. If I'm wrong, they could embarrass Mike Pompeo. Come on, bring it. Show the world that this didn't come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're not going to do that because they know that they covered this up in the same way that Chernobyl was covered up for so long, and we saw the same results. Millions of people dead.
It is Memorial Day 2021. Couple wise reminders. Don't wish anyone a happy Memorial Day. This is not Christmas. And don't disregard its importance. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The infrastructure debate lingers on with questions about what is infrastructure. Now deadlines have been drawn in the sand. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An apparent deadline has been set for a bipartisan deal to be reached on the Biden administration's infrastructure bill. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN's State of the Union that the president will look to act without the support of Republicans if they can't come to a consensus.
By the time that they return, which is June 7th, we need a clear direction. Certainly encourage to see the healthy conversations that have happened over the last days and weeks. But the president keeps saying inaction is not an option, and time is not unlimited here.
The plan from Republicans is around $250 billion, a far cry from the president's $1.7 trillion.
Introducing Mr. and Mrs. Boris Johnson. The British Prime Minister married his environmental activist sweetheart, Carrie Simmons, after they secretly tied the knot in London on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden on Sunday in Delaware reflects on his own military son's loss to those that have lost a loved one this Memorial Day.
Bo didn't die in the line of duty, but he was serving the Delaware National Guard unit in Iraq for a year. That was one of the proudest things he did in his life. So thank you for allowing us to grieve together today. I know how much the loss hurts. I know the black hole that leaves in the middle of your chest. It feels like you may get sucked into it and not come out. Greetings like this and gatherings help. And while I know nothing I can say to ease the pain, I just know that each year it gets a little bit easier. And I promise you the day will come when the mention of the name of your son or daughter, husband, wife, they will in fact bring it, not a tear to your eye, but a smile to your lips. Folks, and I hope that day comes sooner than later.
The oldest man to climb Mount Everest is now an American. Dan Naraki reports.
A Chicago man has become the oldest American to climb to the summit of Mount Everest. 75-year-old Arthur Muir returned from the mountain on Sunday, making it to the summit earlier this month. A previous attempt in 2019 had to be called off after Muir suffered an ankle injury. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.